The global community is today marking World Malaria Day. It is a chance to place the spotlight on the global effort to control malaria. Each year, Roebuck Malaria Partner organizations unite around the Common World Malaria Day theme. This year, the global theme is Invest in the Future, Defeat Malaria. The National Program Manager on Malaria, Dr. Constance Bat Blanche, tells Radio Ghana that though significant tries have been made to address malaria to achieve Millennium Development Goal 6, it cannot be eliminated. Barbara Yakupu has more.
World Malaria Day was instituted by WHO member states during the 2007 World Health Assembly. It is an occasion to highlight the need for continued investment and sustained political commitment for malaria prevention and control. It is also an opportunity for new donors to join the Global Malaria Partnership and for research and academic institutions to showcase their scientific work. Over the last decade, the world has made major progress in the fight against malaria. Since 2000, malaria mortality rates have fallen by more than 25%, and 50 of the 99 countries with ongoing transmission are now on track to meet the 2015 World Health Assembly target of reducing incidence rates by more than 75%. The National Program Manager of Malaria for Ghana, Dr. Constance Bat Blanche, confirms that Ghana has made giant strides in the fight against malaria.
In the year 2000, we were recording around 10,000 deaths. Now, 2012, we have recorded a bit above 2,000. So there has been a massive reduction in the deaths due to malaria.
That's a reduction of about 8,000.
Yes, and even WHO estimates that in Ghana, there's been a reduction of about 16,000 deaths.
Dr. Bat Blanche says a number of interventions were taken to curb the incidence of malaria. They include the distribution of treated mosquito nets, giving out malaria medicines to pregnant women, household residual spraying, making malaria medication affordable, indoor residual spraying, and education campaigns.